The state health insurance plan covers 670,000 state workers and their family members. Those employees will no longer have access through state coverage to elective abortions unless the mother's life is at risk. Governor Nathan Deal promised the ban earlier this year. It came after state lawmakers failed this past legislative session to pass a bill aiming to enact a similar abortion ban. After the DCH board approved the restriction, the governor issued a statement commending the decision and said state taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for a procedure they find, quote, morally objectionable. Reaction came quick from both sides of the abortion debate. Suzanne Ward with Georgia Right to Life applauded the decision.
The majority of Georgians don't support their tax dollars for abortion on demand, and we feel like this direction reflects their will. Why would Georgians want to pay for what's truly not health care, but the destruction of human life?
And on the other side, reproductive rights groups expressed outrage. Janelle Yamarek is with the Atlanta-based Feminist Women's Health Center.
We're very distressed. We think that really the governor has bowed to special interests and threw women under the bus because he's playing with women's lives.
18 other states have enacted similar bans for state employees, though Sharon Levin of the National Women's Law Center says Georgia's ban is one of the strictest in the nation.
Georgia's decision not to include an exception for where pregnancy is the result of rape or incest, or where either the woman's health is impaired or there is a severe fetal anomaly, does put them on the extreme end of these bans.
Also at the meeting, DCH Commissioner Clyde Reese said Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia would be the company who takes over coverage for state employees. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.